Stop the mom shaming. Have you heard about that before? I mean, we say this so often, but God says that being a mom is a high calling. However, in society, we shame moms. They're not doing enough. They're not parenting the right way. They're not teaching their children the things they need to know. They don't measure up to someone's expectations. Hi, I'm Connie Albers, and you're listening to Equipped to Be. And that's going to be the focus of today's episode. I have to tell you, friends, when I began my motherhood journey, there was so much pressure put on me because I had gone to work that morning and I went into labor, I had that baby, and I didn't go back. And it wasn't because I had, 8 weeks of maternity leave. No, it was because I had changed my careers. I went from one career intentionally to another. And that was the high calling of motherhood. But as I see and work with young moms now, well, not just young moms, mothers, I hear it all the time, how failure, not doing enough. They're letting their kids watch too much screen time or not enough screen time. They're not understanding their child's personality. They're not correcting them just right. Their houses aren't just right. They're breastfeeding instead of formula feeding or vice versa. They don't take care of themselves. They spend too much time taking care of themselves. It's endless, absolutely endless. And I just want to say, stop the mom shaming. I want to talk about this episode. One, not what mom shaming is, because honestly, if you're a mom, you know what I'm talking about. But what I want to talk about is the high calling of motherhood and how it makes a transformational difference. It's truly the hardest job out there because you're shaping and forming another human life. You're nurturing a child. You're giving them a sense of safety and security, of confidence and building self-esteem. And so as I was working on this episode, I kept thinking about what perpetuates this feeling of guilt, of inadequacy, oftentimes isolation. What creates this unnecessary pressure to conform to societal's expectations and the ideals that it's pushing that week? Well, it's important for us to recognize and combat this mom shaming. And we do that by fostering support and a community that respects that you're going to do it a different way. You're going to talk to your children differently. You're going to correct them differently. You're going to make different choices. You're going to have a certain eating habit, values that are going to be unique to your family, mealtimes that are going to be a priority, but for some it won't be. It'll be, we're going to do other things that we place a higher importance on. Also, to promote empathy and understanding. I'm going to tell you, as a mother of five, my kids are all grown. Y'all know that about me. I really wasn't sure when I was in the thick of parenting if I was doing it right. And then I kind of realized there isn't anyone doing it right. But most of the people I knew were doing their best. They were asking for wisdom. They would change. They would try new techniques. And now I know everybody's looking on the internet for whoever claims to either, whoever has like the biggest platform or claims to have the technique or the formula, which is why I wrote Parenting Beyond the Rules. Raising teens with confidence and joy. I want you to raise your kids, not just teens. But I want you to raise your kids. I want you to have the confidence to raise your children. And I want your kids to have the confidence in who they are, whose they belong to, and how unique they are. That they are an original, a one of a kind. That they do not have to be in some mold. There are some things that are going to be similar. Like we do want our children to respect others. We want them to care about our community, about our country. We want them to care about our family and their siblings. We want them to respect mom and dad. And I know many of you listening, your families, you feel we don't even fit any kind of mold. We're broken and we're torn apart. I'm defeated, discouraged. I can't seem to do anything right. I know that. But we have to step back and see the bigger picture. I want you to like think forward with me. If you have a little one, in 5 years, your routine, your life, your conversation, everything's going to be different. And then 5 years after that, the things you were talking about when they were five, the things you were teaching them at five, they won't be the same when they're 10 or 15 or 20. I was recently talking to some teenagers who they're looking down their tunnel of when they're going to graduate. And they're looking at, wow, how did I get to this age already? And they've been through a lot of turmoil and changes in their life and problems. And yet they see hope and they see the opportunity. And I want to talk as we share about this, some specific principles. God says that motherhood is a high calling, which is why when I had my children, I stepped out of the marketplace. Now, I'm not saying that is the right way or the only right way, but when I started having my children, I didn't have opportunities. There weren't work-at-home opportunities. It was very, very rare. So you couldn't do any side hustles per se. You really couldn't be one foot in both places. You had to almost make a decision, and that was you had a couple weeks off and then you had to go back full time. And thankfully, all of that has changed. But the mindset of motherhood hasn't. And that is troubling because if moms lose their footing, if we don't elevate mothers and tell them they're doing a great job, the work they're doing changes the world, certainly changes your family. Where will they get that from? And I'm just going to contend it's got to come from us. It's got to come from, we have to know the value of our calling and not wrestle and struggle with it. Because I think about Isaiah 66, where God says, as a mother comforts her child, so I will comfort you and you will be comforted over Jerusalem. You think of all of Proverbs 31, which can be a daunting chapter in the book of the Bible, because we feel like we can never measure up to the perfect mom. But something I've learned about Proverbs 31, especially as my kids are all grown and we have grandbabies, and now I am teaching my children's children still in the role of grandmother, or whatever your name may be if you're in that season. But in Proverbs 31, that's the picture of a life, a woman's life. That's not a day. It's a full life with seasons, seasons that were good, seasons that were fun, seasons that were hard and heartbreaking. When you're further down the road and you have more days behind you than you do in front of you, and you're able to look around and say, wow, we made it. Look what my children are doing. Or look at our family. And I'm not saying the world look at us, look how great we are. I'm saying you're able as a woman to turn around and see God's faithfulness. And you're able to see, yeah, that was a really hard season and I wasn't quite sure how that was going to turn out. But we do know this about mothers. We need to speak with wisdom. We need to give instructions, faithful, consistent instructions to our children. Kindness needs to roll off our tongue. Now, I know what's happening right now. All of you are listening are going, well, that's great because I've just blown all of those. Yeah, you probably have. And if you haven't yet, you probably will because you're human and because you have hard days, because life can be a challenge and a struggle. And more importantly, because you're not perfect. I know it's brought in by social media, but I'm going to tell you, it's not just because of social media. Because when I started mothering, social media didn't exist. We had the community, and the community was equally judgmental. We had the grapevine, the gossip grapevine that was alive and well, and it wasn't well-meaning. Usually, the put downs, the cut downs, the judgments were from others who felt insecure in their journey, or they were in a great place of life. Things were going smoothly. Their kids were doing well. Their marriages were in great shape. So they thought they maybe had it all figured out because their turn hadn't come. But in Proverbs, God talks about the mother, that she watches over the affairs of her household. She does not eat the bread of idleness. That doesn't mean she doesn't sit down. It just means she's busy about her day. She knows what she's got to do that day. Her children arise and call her blessed, and so also does her husband. Now, this is the kicker. As I have been speaking for over 30 years, I will tell you, I hear that one, well, my kids, that's the last thing they say. Or my marriage fell apart. You can't guarantee that your children are going to call you blessed or your husband. That's not on you. What's on you is that you are faithful and that you understand the high calling of motherhood and that you realize that when you pour in and pour out, your children are the recipients of that. Your family gets the first, not the last. Here's something I want you to understand in our next few minutes, that you're nurturing and creating an emotional development of progress within your kids. You're nurturing their mind, their body, their soul. You're feeding them emotionally. You're giving them words of affirmation. You're giving them security and safety and support and showing them that you believe in them when no one else will. You're there. How many times do you see a sporting event or anything, and the first thing those kids have said, either while they're children or while they're grown up, they just want to thank their mom and dad, or they want to thank their mom. She was my greatest cheerleader. I always especially tuned into that. When my son recently won some awards, I said to him, now, when you get up there, you're going to say, thanks, mom, right? And of course, we all laughed, but there was a tinge of truthfulness to that because I knew what went in to forming and shaping and preparing my kids for the future that they were going to step into. See, there's something important about motherhood. And we can do segments on dads because this is equally important by dads. But guys get together and they're not typically judging their parenting. They're talking about everything other than like what struggles they have. Now, they may talk a little bit, but women, we tend to wrestle more with our position, with our calling than the men do. And that's not stereotypical from a negative standpoint. It's just something that typically happens. And I've seen it more and more. But you have the ability to create this maternal bond, this emotional connection with your kids, in a way that really only you can provide. And the impact of that is that your child forms relationships with others and they learn to regulate their emotions. You know, when our kids are little and they have meltdowns and they're moody and one minute they're happy and the next minute they're screaming, they haven't learned to regulate their emotions. That's what we help them do. We help them understand big emotions and what to do with those. We help them learn how to be friendly and be a friend. You know what else the high calling of motherhood does in the home? We create an environment where kids feel safe to try and to fail. Because there's so much learning happening in the home. How many times I've heard my kids say, Mom, come look. Come see what I did. Sometimes I was real excited about what they did. Another time I was like, oh no, what did you do? But they're very excited. See, the role of motherhood gives you an opportunity to see into the deeper level of a child's emotions and a child's vulnerabilities, and you can build them up or you can tear it down. But you've got to think about the future of your child, how you support them. How do you explain to them what they see? what they're feeling, what they're experiencing. Those, the way you explain those and the way that you help them learn is shaping their intellectual development. And I know when we're dealing with toddlers and preschoolers and we're dealing with middle schoolers, that's not the top of our mind, but I'm going to encourage you, please keep that at the top of your mind. Don't let that leave you. There's another part of the high calling of motherhood, and that is the moral and the ethical development that happens as you are raising them day in, day out, when no one's looking, no one's there to praise you, no one's there to cut you down. It's just you and you're working with your children. You're instilling values, morals, ethics. You're helping your child learn to trust, to respect, to have care for others and compassion. See, the long-term impact of your faithfulness is that you're shaping a child's character and behavior. And it's one where they feel safe and they know it's a place to thrive. This is our family. This is where I fit in. I belong here. And when that happens, your children then are able to step out of the home when the schooling is finished or college is done or whenever they move out. That's where the confidence and joy comes from. That they are able to look back. And my kids will tell you, I was anything but perfect. But I tried really hard. I didn't quit. I cried out to the Creator. God is the architect of your children. He knows the blueprints. I consulted with them. I studied my children. How did they think? How did they feel? How did they interface with the world? Sure, I had children that were outgoing and loved to be around people. I had children who didn't. I had children who worked really hard and children who didn't. Some that were very systematic and logical, and they used reasoning and they wanted to argue a point because they really were convicted they were right and they wanted to prove they were right, and others that didn't care. It didn't mean that they didn't care in the broad scheme of things, but that particular issue, they didn't really care. They didn't have to fight to win an argument, but some do. See, we humans, we're a mixed bag. And when you have those sweet, precious children, you don't really know what you're going to get until you get them. And you should never want to send them back, because God's given them to you to form, to shape, to love, to give them a hope and a purpose. And you know, sometimes God gives your kids to refine you. Because at the end of the day, we can be very selfish. We can want what we want. We can wish for something different when God's saying, no, this is what I have for you. Be thankful, be grateful, get to work. Help raise that child in the way they should go. Another important part of motherhood is that you're building confidence as esteem. Your influence on your kids is shaping them, their perception of who they are and their inner confidence to try. And see, you also have the ability to help them have positive self-talk. Now, I started our session with stop mom shaming. And I immediately moved into showing you why what you're doing matters and why you've got to tune out what others are doing. And if you are the one doing the shaming, if you think you've got it all and your family is the best thing since sliced bread, great. But that doesn't give you a right to put down somebody else and what they're doing and how they're doing it. Because it's tough. You're not living in that house. You don't know what's going on. But the importance of motherhood can be seen in your child's development, in their self-worth, in their safety, in the way that they view themselves, in the way that they face societal changes and challenges, the way they're able to express themselves. See, as I was going on this journey, it wasn't really any different. But we could stay away from it a little bit more. Now, the way to stay away from it is just not have social media, because the fastest way for you to feel bad about yourself as a mother, or feel discontented, or to feel like you're not enough, or experience the full brunt of mom shame is to get on social media. It's not real. Both sides are exaggerated, inflated, not honest, because honest doesn't get likes, views, or clicks. But perfection causes us to stumble. And then when others are trying to be real or more vulnerable, they get pounced on by all the others that are so perfect. And you've got to remember that. Please remember that. Yes, your parenting matters. But what matters in your parenting is, are you doing what God's calling you to do? Are you putting unrealistic expectations on yourself? Or do you idolize others, thinking, well, if I could be just like them, then I would be a great mom? Moms, we've got to stop idolizing others and be busy about our business. We've got to not set unrealistic expectations or standards. Every day is different in motherhood, every day. And that doesn't just mean when you have a newborn. In elementary school, in middle school, in high school, in college, as adult, when you have adult children, every day is different. You're still a mom. You still have things you have to be careful of. You still have guilt that you feel. There's still ways that we feel we're not doing enough or we didn't do it right. Sometimes our kids tell us that. In that case, oftentimes I'd say, hey, listen, God gave you to me to teach and train you to the best of my ability with the knowledge and the skill that I had for that moment. As I grew, I changed. If I was doing something that wasn't right or wasn't good for you, I would correct that. Because motherhood is about adjusting and pivoting. It doesn't mean we're being wishy-washy or inconsistent. It could be, but that's not what I'm talking about here. The other reason there is such a mom shame going on is the fact that society just puts mothers down. Oh, you know what? Just get a babysitter. I'm telling you, babysitters are fine. Nannies are fine, but they're not going to replace a mom unless your child either replaces you with somebody else, which can happen mentally, emotionally. They give their heart to somebody else. But I contend, 100% believe that society wants to put down the high calling of motherhood by making you feel like anybody can do it, by pushing you back into the workforce when your heart maybe wants to be home, when they make it extremely expensive for you to be able to even afford to be with your kids. Society as a whole doesn't elevate motherhood, but God does. God absolutely does. Mary, the mother of Jesus, was highly esteemed. She was human. She wasn't perfect. She didn't do it all right. But she was honored and respected and revered. We can't allow other people's negative words, their condescending attitudes, to cause us to deviate from the role and the high calling of being a mom. We have to determine to be faithful every day. Motherhood is the ministry of showing up. Be faithful. Show up every day, even on the hard days. Those hard days will not last forever. I know that is a cavalier. I know what you're thinking. You're not living one of my days. I am not anymore, but I was for a very long time. And I do understand. And if you are in the position of judging other mothers, scrutinizing them, criticizing them for their parenting choices, their behaviors, their decisions, take and examine your own heart. So your job is to encourage and support moms in their role. Your job is to lift them up and to help them. They don't need your unsolicited commentary. They don't need your scrutiny. And that includes family members, Yes, that does happen. And we want to guard that so that we don't do that. We don't do that with our friends, our other mom friends or strangers, or we need to be of the mindset that mothers are making a difference. And that mom shaming takes various forms, and it ranges from subtle remarks to outright condemnation, and it can have a devastating impact. And we're not talking on just the mother. You can rock her world, her confidence, and even her mental well-being. And if that's your goal, I would say, please confess that, because that's just straight up wrong. Look for ways how you can exhort, encourage, uplift, support, affirm, appreciate, acknowledge. When you do that, you're not only building up that mom, but you are building up that child or those children that she's trying to teach and train to the glory of the Lord. So let's just stop the mom shaming, shall we? Can we just keep in perspective that God says motherhood is a high calling? And just keep in mind, it's going to look a little different for every mom. Can we give some grace when we know they're doing the best they can? Can we do that? Yes, we absolutely can. And for all of you moms that listen, and I know that's a big portion of our show, you're doing a good job. I know there's going to be days you want to quit. And sometimes that can be every day for a year. It can be hard. But don't. Don't. Get a break if you can. Get away for a day or two. Spend some time. Have a time in your life where you can just, in your morning or in your day, where you can just kind of ground yourself mentally, knowing that I am doing what I am called to do, and I will do it to the best of my ability, knowing I'm going to make mistakes. God is faithful. God will give you exactly what you need. But let's not be guilty of mom shaming. Let's be guilty of affirming others and encouraging and doing what we can to support moms that are in the thick of raising children. Appreciate you listening to this episode of Equipped to Be. I hope it has blessed you. Please make sure that you go over and download the show. And when you download them, that actually does help our show. And there's a lot goes into producing a show. So tell your friends, share it, and post, share it on social media. I post every Wednesday. We drop a new episode. And tell your friends about it. Get them to join our community here at Equipped to Be. I am your host, Connie Alperson. We'll see you next time. Well, that wraps up this episode of Equipped to Be. If you enjoyed this show, please share it with a friend or family member and hit subscribe so you don't miss a show. And thank you again for joining me. Remember that we are equipped for every season of life.